By 1853, Ruth had risen to the top rank of superintendent of transportation for the important Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Potomac Railroad. He ended up supervising the 55 miles of RF&P track that ran from Richmond through Henrico, Hanover, and Caroline counties, terminating at Hamilton's Crossing in Spotsylvania County. Hamilton's Crossing was about 5 miles south of the rebel stronghold of Fredericksburg, which was halfway between the Confederate and federal capitals. The Union would control the remaining northern stretch of the RF&P track that ran to Aquia Creek Landing off the Potomac. Farther south at Hanover Junction, Ruth's line also linked to the Virginia Central Railroad, which connected the Confederates at Fredericksburg to Southern and Western forces. For both the Union and Rebel armies, the single-track Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Potomac Railroad line was a vital artery. Disloyalty among Confederate railroad men was hard to uncover, particularly early in the war. Was an engine breakdown the result of sabotage or simply poor maintenance? Of the 13 operating railroads in Virginia, only a few of their managers were ever suspected of being traitors, though many of them, like Ruth, had been born in the North. Ruth was not among the ones suspected, at least not in the beginning. His boss, RF&P President Peter V. Daniel Jr., was a rabid secessionist who kept Ruth in his job after the war started because he was good at what he did, and likely because a majority of the line stock was held by investors from Ruth's home state of Pennsylvania. Nearly all of the employees under Ruth became Union sympathizers, whom he dispatched for discreet sabotage jobs. Daniel unwittingly helped him keep his cabal intact by convincing Confederate authorities to exempt the rail employees from military duty because they were needed to operate the line. Ruth also eventually enlisted for espionage assignments Van Loo agents William Lohman and Charles M. Carter, a Charles City County courier who spirited messages to the Union lines for both spymasters. Van Loo soon would find Ruth to be a clever and diligent agent. Keenly aware of the railroad's importance for military operations, Ruth early on found ways to sabotage the RF&P line without the finger pointing at him, taking advantage of wartime conditions to create bottlenecks and inefficiencies in his operation.